Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show. Mike, the legendary Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of the National Advisory Board at the AEI Global Internet Strategy Project. You know him first when he came on our radar when he became the CEO of Network Solutions, the forerunner to ICANN, the organization that began and the ICANN that now manages the names and the numbers of all of the stuff that goes on the Internet, like your website. He's the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. He's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you, as always, and all your listeners.
It's good to have you back, Mike. So a number of years ago, when you were a pup, you were in a cubicle not far away from the two guys, Cerf and Khan, who basically are attributed to have invented the Internet. And you were part of history there when you were part of the of that organization, the National Science Foundation, as I remember. And so they invented this thing, and then you tell the story. You told a story here a long time ago about, I think it was Cerf in 89. Someone said, should we give the public the Internet? And as I remember, you said he thought of for a second and said, well, what would they do with it? Did I tell that story right?
Pretty close, Jim. That's pretty accurate. And,
yeah.
You know, that was developed by the Department of Defense, the U.S. Department of Defense, in those days, the Advanced Research Projects Agency, now for many years, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. So, yep, early on, we all worked there, 60s, 70s, people continued that on, and it finally went public in the early 90s.
Is everybody 93, I think.
Been around long enough? Yeah, you know, about 94, the first Internet company went public in Silicon Valley. That was Netscape, and the rest is history. So it's really been in the commercial domain now since the mid-90s. So think about that. We're about 25 years into the commercial part of it. When we did the very first through the switch to start testing this, I was there in Washington in 1969, Jim, 51 years ago.
So, how about that?
You know, it's been under development since early 60s. So these things in technology take years and years and years. Yep, your story's right on.
And now here we are after Cerf saying you know, what would they do with it? Now it's literally woven through every part of our life, and we now have the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Internet, don't we?
We do, Jim, and, you know, I would say to all the listeners, you and I have talked about this, your book, The Third Ingredient, is at the heart of the issues we face today. You know, we don't have any boundaries, we don't have any real guidelines, we don't have any moral compass, is what I'll say about the Internet today.
We're having a hard time finding digital ethics, aren't we?
Yeah, we don't have any, we have very few digital ethics, and this is the heart of the problem, and we never foresaw this. I've said this in hundreds of talks around the globe over the last 50 years about the development and where we're at in the evolution of the Internet. We never saw the real dark side or the downsides of the Internet. We were only focused in those days on the potential uses and the upsides of it. So nobody ever thought about the real downsides that we now all see today, Jim.
Well, and the reason is because the human being had not been applied to the Internet yet. And now what the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Internet is now represents the good, the bad, and the ugly of humanity, doesn't it?
It does. And what's there are things that are so striking to me living this from the early inception, Jim, that how technology gets in place in everybody's lives in a thousand ways now.
Mm-hmm.
And human beings, the political leaders of our countries, states, counties, etc., and all over the globe, really, they lag about 5-10 years behind the technology in thinking about what needs to happen to make it positive forces. That's the issue. And your book was dead right on the money. Human beings just don't think about these downsides until we start to see real serious issues and problems.
Well, that, and thank you for that, saying that, Mike. But the thing that, all that I was trying to get across is we spent 10,000 years in an analog world, and now we've been thrust into a digital world, and we're not ethically prepared for that. And we're seeing those chickens come home to roost, folks, right now in so many parts of what's going on in America right now. Tony Taylor, right back with Mike Daniels. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some of the World War III.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.